Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Monday, we got a legislative update from Bismarck with the Executive Director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, Dan Wagsland.
Sure, a couple of things I wanted to talk about because I was part of this last year. I want to talk to you about the e-tour, but before we do that, I know there's a reason why you're out in Bismarck, and I guess we're getting into the waning days of the legislative session, but there's lots of things that we care about for agriculture that have not crossed the finish line. We may have heard some stories about things passing one side of the chamber, but they got to get through everybody. So, Dan, maybe just kind of give the rundown of what you're watching right now in the final days.
Well, Eric, one of the major things, and your listeners have heard this before, and that's the Ag Products Development Center, which combines meat sciences, crop sciences, the NCI, and also the North Dakota Trade Office into one facility at the NDSU campus in Fargo. And that is so very critically important to all of North Dakota agriculture. Really, this is North Dakota's agricultural center, and we're close. We're not there yet. The governor soon is going to see a bill that was passed in the North Dakota legislature, the bonding bill, which included funding for the Ag Products Development Center. That is on its way to the governor, but we still have House or Senate Bill 2003, which gives authorization to spend the money and also reappropriates the or continues the appropriation, not reappropriates, but continues the appropriation for the Ag Products Development Center that was garnered in the 2019 session. So we're watching that very, very closely.
I was just going to say, it's easy to get fooled because we get these stories out, oh, it passed this and it's going to go here. But you have to wait until, you know, both sides pass and the governor signs. You just can't count your chickens before they get hatched, I guess.
That's exactly it. You know, if you want to liken it to a baseball game, we're on third and we've got a pretty good lead. But you know what? There's still a lot of baseball left. And so we're going to continue to monitor this. This is so critically important to all of North Dakota agriculture, and this is one of our top priorities in the 2021 session.
All right, run through the rest of it. I kind of cut you off there a little bit. I know there's a couple other bills that people are paying attention to in agriculture.
Well, of course, there is the Ag Research and Extension Senate Bill 2020, which was up today on the House calendar, but was laid over one legislative day, and that looks to be in pretty decent shape, Eric. You know, the Senate and the House recognized that some of the proposed cuts weren't in the best interest of North Dakota agriculture. Of course, just like every budget, we didn't get everything that we wanted. But nonetheless, I think as it goes into the conference committees, it's looking pretty good shape. You know, right now, the North Dakota legislature is really gearing up into these conference committees. And all of these conference committees have to resolve the differences between the House and the Senate and bring that all to the legislative body for concurrence and for further passage. So we're deep into the woods. Some call it a hockey game, and if it was, we're probably in the midway of the third period. But certainly they're moving along very, very well, and good for them.
Landowner rights, I believe, I don't know the correct terminology, but it has to do with trespass, correct? Is that also out there?
You bet. Senate Bill 2144 is going to conference, and we, in all likelihood, will see that this week. And what it did, really 2144 coming out of the interim committee, which included not only legislators, but also included folks from the conservation and sportsman industries, as well as agriculture industries and landowner industries. And so it was really a good compromise. And it had some amendments that were placed on it in the House. We, the North Dakota grain growers and others, don't agree with those amendments. We're hoping that in conference committee that can be solved, but nonetheless, still, it's definitely a step forward in property rights and landowner rights, and I think, quite honestly, is going to also help the sportsmen in the not only in the long run but also in the short run. So we're watching that very closely. There's another bill out there that has to do with tile drainage, House Bill 1437. That's in conference. It's interesting, Eric, when you know, oftentimes you think that it's the politics of different parties and everything that gets really ingrained. Not in this case and not in many cases. The House is set on one way, the Senate is set on another, and it's going to be quite a, I think that 1437 is going to really be something to watch.
Again, that was Dan Wogsland, the Executive Director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. This is Inside Agriculture.